broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendren.
I love the game of basketball. And I love coaching kids.
Well, it's kind of a tough situation.
Barack Obama's natural inclination is caution.
That's I take phone calls all the time. Took phone calls with small business owners.
I would be willing to smack you upside the head.
Famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Radio for Patriots by Patriots. Every night here from the El Pacifico, we take you where other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. Into the great beyond of radio and communication and issue and news. Tonight, Representative Michael Capuano, a Democrat from Massachusetts, tells union supporters to, quote, get bloody while fighting for their rights. Get into the streets and get bloody. We'll find out whether Mr. Capuano is one of the guys that could actually go into the streets and get bloody. Has he ever had any experience going into the streets and getting bloody? And how about going over to Iraq and getting bloody? We'll find out about all of that from this Representative Capuano. He won't be on our show, but we'll perhaps by osmosis in discussing the situation get a better feel, if you'll pardon the expression, for the representative. The Holy Family University coach speaks out after being accused of assaulting one of his own players. Tonight, Vernon Dozier will join us in our second hour to talk about this issue of coaches and players. Plus, critics of tasers in San Francisco call them, ready for this, instruments of torture. And tonight we'll have Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center. I think they just had a meeting that broke up with a number of activists in Mill Valley talking about this very issue. Dean Wheeler and Vernon Dozier tonight, our number 877-876-7445. And our affiliate spotlight tonight on WEUS 810 AM in Orlando, Florida, and WADM 1540 in Decatur, Indiana. And our website, of course, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Go over there and get our live streaming video of the show, as well as our archives, as well as all of our news feeds, our comment section, the podcasts. Somebody asked today, hey, Phil, love your show, but can I get full shows on iTunes? The answer is yes. Every single day you get a full podcast of this show via iTunes, and you can sign up for that at philhendryshow.com. Our number is 877-876-7445. Later on, we'll have our news hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard, things that are going on here. And Vernon Dozier is joining us here from Belmar Academy in Glendale, California. Vernon, how are you tonight?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, Phil. Thanks for having me on the program.
And you're fully familiar with the story, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
And do you guys, every time something like this happens, I imagine those of you who are in coaching, working with young people, it becomes a topic of discussion?
Well, it does insofar as it becomes that we become aware of it. You know, this story is a story that I became aware of because I'm familiar with the school, Holy Family, which is back in Philadelphia.
Did you coach there?
No, I never coached there, but I'm familiar with the school and some of the kids that we have here. I think a couple of them went to school there, and their parents moved to California and so forth.
Do you know Coach O'Connor?
I do not know.
Well, this gentleman, John O'Connor, is breaking his silence, saying he did not assault his player, but was simply engaged in, quote, combat rebound drills that accidentally resulted in his player's bloody nose and an injured wrist. This player went to the district attorney, or at least went to a lawyer, after he got his nose bloodied up. Now, I believe this took place a little bit earlier in the season. O'Connor told the Philadelphia Daily News he's an intense coach. He explained what happened when he appeared to hit Mark Kravchuk in the head. He kicked him as he lay on the ground and then yelled, got a little effing blood on you. Good. Hey, get the F out of here. Get the F out of here. He says the accident occurred in the midst of this so-called practice drill called combat rebound. Now, he told the Daily News in a story for Wednesday's editions, the incident occurred as the team was doing drills at 5:30 in the morning as the struggling team was coming off of a very difficult loss. Boy, that's pretty early, isn't it?
It's not unheard of, though, but you get your team up. Sometimes you get your team up out of bed early the next day because you know that they have just lost the basketball game. They've got a lot of energy and a lot of emotion surrounding that loss. They're going to let it beat them up and eat at them for a long time. And what you do is you get your team together as quickly as you possibly can, and you get back out on the court and you start practicing and drilling and trying to get their minds focused on what they have to do so that doesn't happen again. You don't let them sit by themselves outside of the team, outside of the team atmosphere and and allow this to sort of fester. So I understand that.
5:30 in the morning, though.
Yeah, sometimes you have to get them up early, and they've got class in a couple of hours.
He remains suspended, this coach does, and I'm just trying to get a date on when all of this happened. I imagine this was fairly recently. We have some audio here of this coach. John O'Connor is the name of this coach at this school, Holy Family, in Philadelphia. And as we mentioned, he was involved in this, what he now calls a combat rebound drill.
Combat rebounding, basically known as a toughness drill, trying to get two guys to just compete against each other and just figure out, how do you do it? Matt and Sam had been competing for a while, and when the ball started to come out, I wanted to, get the ball and then continue to throw the ball up. Now, obviously, they're coming to get the ball the same time I am, so I, instinctively, I grab it with both hands and kind of, in what they call basketball tone, just kind of cleared my space.
Now, here O'Connor suddenly breaks down while talking about his passion for the game.
I love the game of basketball. And I love coaching kids. And I never intended to ever get to this point where I'm being accused of hurting one of my players. I've always just, it's been about the kids as teachers and trying to get them to learn that, in life there's lessons to be learned in this game. I can't believe this happened to me.
That's pretty tough to hear, Coach. How do you feel about this? Here's a guy. He was obviously he feels terrible, involved in some kind of a roughhouse situation, whether intentional or not. It doesn't sound like he was trying to hurt anybody seriously, but isn't this the sort of Bobby Knight model?
You say Bobby Knight, people are going to start thinking. If the minute you mention Bobby Knight, people start thinking that you are you're talking about someone who is mentally ill. Bobby Knight is one of the greatest basketball coaches that college basketball has ever had.
No, I understand that, but when I say Bobby Knight, I'm talking about the chair throwing.
Here again, it's a matter of interpretation. Do I support everything that Bobby Knight ever did in his life? I can't say that I do. Do I support? I think this coach hurt himself a little bit by breaking down and crying like that.
Well, he's very emotional.
I understand he's emotional, but I support coaches who want to make their teams tough so their teams can endure, so their teams have longevity, so their teams have stamina, so their teams can, in any situation, continue to compete to win. A lot of teams will give up on you. Some kids who are not used to certain situations will suddenly just throw in a towel. They've never seen anything like this before. They've never gone this far. They've never gone this long. They've never had so many injuries, perhaps. They've never been up against a team as tough as the one they're playing. You have to get them set for every eventuality. And to that extent, I have to support what this coach did. I think he hurt himself by crying. But I think in all, if we can forget about him crying...
Why do you think he hurt himself crying?
Well, he's trying to talk about toughening his ball club up, and he comes on like just nothing that I would do. But I'm going to say this, Phil. I support making these teams as tough as we possibly can. I support anything a coach can do that. I didn't hear anything that this coach did that is not necessarily a bad thing. I reserve the right as a coach, as any coach would. Any coach would. I reserve the right to coach the team the best way I know how. I reserve the right to tell press, to tell parents, to tell school officials to get off of my floor and stay out of my gym and stay out of my practice. I reserve the right...
School officials? Principals?
Principals, no matter, because they've hired me to do a job. So I will reserve the right, even if it's the principal of the school, to tell them to get off of my floor and get out of my practice.
You mentioned parents too?
Parents as well, yes, sir. And
what if you so you do believe in a tough regimen?
Well, that's why I say I would rather the parents and the school officials stay away from me and stay away from my team, because they would not understand what they're what they would be seeing. And what they're going to be seeing is something they wouldn't understand. But what they do get is a team that's ready.
Well, what are some of the things you do?
I reserve the right not to. I can tell you that I don't hurt any of my kids.
Do you hurt them the way, so you don't hurt them the way this guy did?
I reserve the right not to say anything about my practices, only to tell you that I don't hurt my kids.
Well, if I was a parent and I said to you, I'm thinking of enrolling my boy in your basketball program, could you tell me a little bit about your coaching technique?
I would say to you, first of all, your boy being in our basketball program depends upon me, not on you or your son. And if your son is accepted, if your son is accepted, and I want to put that in capital letters, if your son is fortunate enough to be accepted on the Belmar Academy varsity team, then I will thank you to allow me to coach my team.
But if I'm asking you, I saw a thing in a paper, they got the kids bloody, coach, can you tell me?
I would probably at some point, Phil, ask you, do you believe in a tough team? Do you want your boy to become a man? Do you want your team? Do you want your son to be on a team that is a championship team? I would ask you that.
Yes, I'd say yes.
All right. Then you need to let me do what I do. Let me do my thing. Because you have your thing to do. You're going to go out into the world and do your thing. Your son is going to come onto the campus here at Belmar and do his thing. But when he comes into my gym, on my floor, and you know, we have a floor, Phil, that is similar to that parquet they had at the Boston Garden. We have that on the Belmar Academy gym floor. Do you know that I got on my hands and knees with two other coaches, and we put that floor in ourselves, piece by piece, brick by brick, nail by nail. I put that floor in along with two other coaches. See? So, when I say that, all I'm saying is, you know, that's my floor. And I don't want anyone coming onto that floor and saying, hey, coach, what are you doing? Because I don't know what's going to, you know.
You don't know what?
Well, I don't know how I'd respond to that.
All right, well, I'm hearing a guy here. You adhere to what Coach O'Connor did. He drew blood on this kid. He smacked this kid a little bit.
I'm not going to tell you what I do. I'm not telling you what I do because, as a parent, Phil, you are inherently unable to understand. That's been my experience. I'm not commenting on you.
Well, yes, you are. You're saying I'm not intelligent enough to understand?
No, I didn't say that at all. I said that inherently you can't understand what my philosophy is because I'm all about, it's at a level of championship play. It's at a level of intensity and it's at a high strata of execution, and a lot of parents don't get it. And when they come on my basketball floor, these mothers or fathers, and they say, can you tell me why this, that, and I just tell them, you know, it's my team, I'm the coach, I can't really get into it right now, I would like you to get off my floor. And
you're at a private school, okay?
That's correct.
And so the parents are paying to have their kids there. So I can understand to an extent that you'd get away with this.
Get away with, what do you mean get away with it?
Well, speaking, I think it's kind of rudely to people that are paying a pretty good price to have their kids go to that school. But could you do this in a public school?
I don't think I'm speaking rudely, Phil.
If you say to me as a parent, can you tell me a little bit about the program? I'll thank you to get off my floor.
I don't put it quite like that, but I do say, I'd love to tell you about our program. I think what you should do is get up into the gym, come to a game, sit down, watch it, enjoy it. Get some of the, they got, what do you call it? They got Cracker Jacks up here. You can buy that. They've got, sometimes they got the Coke, you know, Coca-Cola and all this. And watch a game. Watch a game. But please don't ask me how I do it because, first of all, I'm not going to tell you. And even if I did, you wouldn't understand. And that's my message for all the parents. That's my message for all. You want to help your son? This is how you help your son. Don't ask me how we do it because you wouldn't understand. And please, if you don't mind, get off my floor, because I put that in myself.
All right.
You heard what I said, right?
Yeah, I heard what you said. You put it in yourself.
I put that floor in myself, along with two other teachers, and a parent's going to come on that floor and say, okay, here I am with my kid. Now tell me how it's done. Go on.
All right, Vernon Dozier on the line with us here. We're going to get back to Vernon. Our number is 877-876-7445. Coaches and their techniques with their players are very rough, very regimented, very physical. Sometimes they're drawing blood out there. Do you have a right to know what's happening during a practice between your son and your coach, or is it like the coach just said, it's his floor, his gym? 877-876-7445. Dean Wheeler next hour on Tasers on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Well, that's interesting, yeah. Say that, all right, we're back here on the Phil Hendry Show. Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy. You can say it again, what you were saying to me.
You're talking about being a conservative, as I know you are, and your radio program, Phil, you talk about Radio for Patriots, and you talk about people standing up for this country. I would think that you would be an individual to understand what I'm talking about. We don't want our kids going out there into the world, perhaps going to war, perhaps going into some engagement for our country, unprepared, and going into it the way this coach is going into it, crying. Can you imagine one of our kids going into combat, and he sounds like that coach sniveling? I have to tell you this, and I'm not trying to be dramatic, but if I heard one of my own players, a kid that I knew that I coached, and I heard him on the radio sniveling and crying about having to go into combat, I think I would end my life. I think I would let the blood run out of my throat.
Oh, come on. That's dramatic.
What is dramatic? The Roman centurions and Roman generals did it all the time.
Well, that's dramatic, and you talk about un-American. And yes, I'm a conservative. That's got nothing to do, I don't think, with beating up on kids.
I didn't say that I beat up on kids. What I did say was, when your kid is on my floor, now I'm the dad. You're not the dad anymore. I'm the dad.
Well, I disagree with that.
Well, I guess your son doesn't have a basketball career in high school, does he?
I disagree with that, too. I would have to say, at that point, especially at a private school, I'd go to the board.
Well, this is a private school. You do what we say. That's the difference between a private school and a public school.
I'd still go. My kids went to private school, and I still had a say in some of the things that I understood were going on in their classrooms and elsewhere. Let's go to a phone call here on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Heather in Meridian, Mississippi, you're on with Coach Vernon Dozier. Go ahead, Heather.
Hi, how are you?
Good, ma'am. Thank you.
Howdy.
Okay, I just have a couple of things. Speaking as a parent and speaking as a Navy veteran, there is no... How dare you even compare the tactics you're using, saying you're trying to prepare children going in, and compare it to combat service and everything else? I'll tell you, I went through three years of extensive training, and never once were tactics such as yours being used on grown adults enlisted to serve our country.
Well, I find that very difficult. I have a very dear friend that was in the submarine service and went through quite a extensive training in which they had some injury, and I don't know what you were referring to, but I don't think there's anything wrong with preparing a boy. And I don't want to get into what I do, because if I get into what I do, Mr. Hendry here, and I know Phil, but I don't want any lawsuits, Phil.
I'm not going to sue you. I'm not going to, you should be worried about lawsuits from parents.
Well, this lady says she's a mother and a Navy veteran. Now, which is it? You see what I mean, ma'am? What are you? Are you a mother or are you a Navy veteran?
I'm both, proudly.
Well, I can't. How is that possible when you're talking about wiping, excuse me for saying this, but powdering his rear end on the one hand, but then being tough with him? I don't understand how that works. I'm trying to prepare that boy for the... And I don't want it to happen. But if he's got to go into battle against some of these, these sand people I'm talking about, you understand what I'm saying?
I absolutely do. I don't like
the term sand people. I don't like the term sand people.
Well, I'm talking to a Navy veteran, Phil. I'm not talking to you. And he starts to cry. You heard the guy. He was crying.
Well, let me tell you something. look at your statistics. Look at your sociological statistics.
Right.
Someone would much rather know that the people that train them and the people that back them are there and back there no matter what, instead of the people that are slapping them around.
I mean, I back them up to a point.
What are you doing?
Well, I wish I could.
Well, hold on for a minute. Phil Hendry Show will be right back. The world famous Phil Hendry Show with Vernon Dozier.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL.
Where'd she go?
Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
We're going to get back to our special guest here tonight, Vernon Dozier, the head coach at Belmar Academy, as we talk about this coach back east in Philadelphia who was charged with or was accused of being extremely rough during his practices to the point of having these combat drills that drew blood. There was a lot of obscenity, a lot of verbal abuse going on, and this man is now suspended, and there may be some action by the DA. And we're talking with Coach Dozier here about coaches, coaching, toughening up young men. What are the limits? Where do we want our coaches to go when they have our kids in these athletic programs? How tough do we want them to be? Sometimes we want them to kick a little bit of ass. Well, we'll find out here. But first, I want to tell you about Dynapep. That's right. Dynapep, man, they ain't gone anywhere. Dynapep is what keeps, in part, this radio show fueled through the night. Dynapep is a micro-energy shot, just 4 milliliters, less than a teaspoon, and you are ready to go. It gives you that little extra blast of energy that you need in the nighttime. There's no crash. There is no sugar. There are no jitters. It's too little calories. You can't beat it. I highly recommend it. Dynapep. It's a micro-energy shot that gets you through the night focused and alert and keeps you going when you've been up all night as well. Dynapep lasts up to 10 hours with 10 times the power. It's Dynapep, and it's available at their website, dynapep.com. That's dynapep.com. And you get some more information on a great sponsor, the Phil Hendry Show. They are a sponsor here, and we're very proud to have them, too. And we got some interesting announcements to make about Dynapep as well. Our number is 877-876-PHIL on here with Vernon Dozier. Let's go back to Heather in Meridian, Mississippi. She is a Navy veteran. She is a mother. You're finding fault, basically, here, Heather, with Coach Dozier's attitude that the kid's got to be tough regardless.
Well, I didn't say any of that.
Well, you're saying, Coach, that you have techniques and you have a coaching style that's really none of Heather's business.
That is true. That is true.
Is the lady there? Is the caller there?
I'm still here.
Go ahead, ma'am. Any other comment?
Well, to make the statement that it's none of my business, you shouldn't make broad statements just assuming and running your coaching tactics parallel with combat readiness. That truly offends me, not even as a mother, but that just offends me as a veteran.
But you're not getting the kid ready for combat readiness. You're a veteran. If our country is attacked and his own mother, who's a Navy veteran, is, you know, wiping his nose, you're blowing his nose for him, how does that help our country?
Well, wait. How is this your job, making him combat ready?
I'm not making him combat ready. What I'm trying to say is I'm trying to toughen the kid up. I'm trying to make him into a well-rounded human being, a guy that can not only be a thinker, but he can physically be capable of taking on what he has to. And if I've got to make myself the parent, that's what I got to do. Now, I don't want to step on this lady's toes, but when she comes on my floor in my gym during my basketball practice, and I got her kid in a headlock, I'd like her to back off. And
what parent is going to see their own son in a headlock and not want to say something?
I understand that. But what I'm doing with that boy is something she wouldn't want to do. I've got him in a headlock, and I'm running his head into that wall. I'm not hurting him. I'm scaring him. Okay? That's the difference. And I've just given you a little bit of what I do. I don't want to talk about...
You take a kid, you headlock him, and you run his head into a wall.
Not the way you're thinking. But in a manner, yeah, it would scare... It scares him. Now, Heather, if you came into the gym and I had your son in a headlock and I was running his head repeatedly into the wall, you're going to not want me to do that. Isn't that right?
I have a great lawyer in my back pocket that would be at your front door the next day.
You have a what, ma'am?
It's as simple as that. I have a wonderful lawyer that would be at your front door the very next day with papers for you.
Well, and then my lawyer would go to your lawyer and say, ha, ha, don't waste your time. Let me buy a coffee and explain to you how you haven't got a case. So,
what you don't understand... These are children. These are mothers.
Of course. I understand.
Parents condone the activities that they are involved in and what is suitable for their children. So, for one, telling parents that it's none of their business is absolutely ridiculous. And to compare your tactics with, especially our nation, who has been sunken in this war for so long with so many children and everything else into this war... And to justify what you're doing by comparing it to military readiness, really.
That's what I'm trying to do. Well, all I'm saying, look, I got to ask the parents that are listening right now, folks that are listening right now, and I'm a teacher, Phil, so we do this a lot. Do you agree with me or Heather? Heather's a Navy veteran, and she says that I'm being too rough, if you can believe that. I am not a Navy veteran. I've never been in the military, but I believe I would have made a great non-com, and I run a kid's head into a wall. Now, who do you agree with, her or me? And is that going out on your broadcast station, Phil?
Yes, you're on the air. It went out.
Okay, I'm asking everybody listening right now.
Well, I think we know the answer. Heather's going to be backed up 1,000,000%. I back her up.
You back her up, even though you know I've won five Division I titles. I've won four Gator League titles.
You might have won a lot of basketball titles, but what we're talking about here is how to treat young people, kids, still technically kids, under the age of 18, and this coach is drawing blood, and he's beating on them, and he's kicking them, and you think that's fine.
I'm just saying it's none of your business.
Even if it's my kid.
With all due respect, yes.
And that's what Heather is saying. She agrees with me.
Well, no, you agree with her.
All right, I agree with her. Heather, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. Our number is 877-876-PHIL or 877-876-7445. We're speaking here with Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy. Now, let me get back to the story here. O'Connor, this is the coach. All right.
Hold on. Can I just back up for a second here?
What?
You're blowing through a lot of things here, Phil. You're talking about...
I wanted to get into the specifics of the story so people know that what we're talking about.
Yeah, but I want to... If you don't mind, let me say... I don't know what that lady... She said she's a Navy veteran, and yet I'm teaching her son, or I would teach her son more about how to take a bite out of this world than she would. Now, I don't mean to say that I'm her son's parent. All I'm saying is, and I don't think there's any coach out there that does it any different, that when her kid is in my basketball program, on my basketball floor, in my gym, and going through the carefully crafted practice that I have sweated over for an entire summer, changing this, that. Do we do 10 free throws or 11? Should we run this drill 5 minutes or 5.5 minutes? I mean, I got it down to that. And then here comes some parent who's going to tell me how to do it? God will not permit that to happen. I truly believe that God is on my side. And
well, I don't know what God is. You can bring God into it if you want to.
Of course I bring God into it. I bring God into everything I do. God is in everything I do. And God will not permit that to happen. And
if I am the parent of a young person in your program...
Phil, I've explained it to you. You wanted to read the story, go ahead. But you're not going to change my opinion.
I want to just get this out. If I'm a parent with a young person in your program and I come to that basketball, if I come to that basketball practice and you have my kid in a headlock repeatedly running his head into a wall.
I'm not hurting the kid.
How could you run a kid's head into a wall and not hurt him?
Because you're not actually making full contact. It is light contact. It's like taking your fist and knocking on your head. Would you call it? Is that brutal?
No.
Oh. Jeez, making a big deal out of that.
I don't know what you mean by ramming a kid's head into a wall.
Well, that's what I mean. Now, if I'm doing that and it scares the kid, to the point where he starts to cry, we have a situation, and it's what I call Battery One, where we've got a little girl. That's what I say. I say, we got a girl over here. We got a girl over here near underneath the North Goal. And the kids laugh, and that way...
So we humiliate the kid, too.
We remind the kid of his duty as a man. Because we don't have a lot of time anymore, Phil. We don't have time to fool around any longer. So I remind that child of his duty as a man. If you remember that scene from The Godfather when the Italian, I forget which one it was...
You're talking about Johnny Fontaine?
Johnny Fontaine, there you go. Johnny Fontaine, played by the great Al Martino.
Yes.
And Johnny Fontaine says, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to do. He's blubbering like a woman. And the Godfather did something that every man in America looked at and said, yeah. He said, you could act like a man. Slapped him right across his... Man, what I wouldn't call...
You really like that, don't you?
I like that, yeah, I do. I like that. I like to slap some of these punk kids.
All right, well, let me get back to the story. O'Connor told the Philadelphia Daily News...
You know, there was a little... No, hold on. There was a little pause there, like I'm crazy. Yeah, Will, gee, let me get back. You think I'm nuts?
I think the way you're talking right now about how God will not permit it and God informs everything you do, meanwhile you're ramming some kid's head into a wall, you're quoting the Godfather, I think there's some disturbing elements to what you're telling me. But I want to finish this. O'Connor told the Philadelphia Daily News he's an intense coach and explained what happened when he appeared to hit Mac Kravchuk in the head with his elbow. It was a combat drill. They're coming to get the ball at the same time. So I instinctively grab it with both hands and kind of in what they call basketball terms, I just cleared my space. What does that mean?
It means you clear your space. It means that you use your elbows to show the opposing player, this is where I am, see? This is where I am. This is where I live. This is where I live. And the great forwards and the great centers in the game will tell a guy, that's nice, I'm glad to see you, and I'm glad that you get to play basketball here. But you see this right here? I live here. I live here.
What do you mean, I live here? What does that mean?
I mean that when a center clears out a space under the bounce.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, I know what you mean. I didn't know what you...
I'm talking about this. The center is there. He's playing defense. And the great ones, and you can go back, the Nate Thurmans, the Bill Laimbeers. You know, you want to talk about some great ones. All these guys talking about, you know, this and that, and, you know, Shaq and all these guys. Great, good for Shaq, you know. Bill Laimbeer, huh? Bill Laimbeer, if you didn't watch what you were doing, Phil, you would have no teeth left in the upper part of your jaw at the end of the game. They'd be all gone, and you wouldn't know what happened to them. You wouldn't even remember losing them.
877-876-PHIL. Let me go to some phone calls, and then we'll get back to your comments here as we finish up with Coach Vernon Dozier. We have Chris in Carbondale, Illinois. Chris, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. I keep hearing you refer to the gym as your gym and the program as your program. I'm curious as to who's footing the bill, and I think those should be the people that call the shots.
Well, I think on the surface your logic is sound, except are they going to pay the tuition and then come down and teach the classes too? I don't think so.
I think if they pay the tuition, they have every right to.
Well, they don't.
I believe they do.
No, they do not come down and teach. What are you talking about? The parents pay the tuition and also teach the classes? No, they don't.
No, I'm saying they get to call the shot about them. They can talk with their money. If they are so offended, they can.
What you don't understand is you may do that in a public school, but in a private school, if you don't like what's going on, you take your money and your kid and you get out.
Absolutely.
That's what happens in a private school. That's right.
Absolutely.
So you don't know what you're talking about. This guy's confused.
Well, hold on for a minute, okay?
Well, he is confused, aren't you, sir? So what we're talking about here is that's my gym, that's my floor, that's my kid. See, Chris, let's say you paid tuition, and we charge $28,000 a year.
Wow.
Yep, you bet wow. And your kid, you want to come see? No, you don't. You don't get to. I'm the one that sees your kid. And the only part of your kid that I see is the top of his head, because the rest of his head is getting ran into a wall. See?
Well, if people choose to spend their money that way, I guess they can.
Well, there you go. I'm glad you called so I could straighten that out for you.
All right, Chris. Thanks for calling, sir. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445.
Boy, you just got some people that are pretty slow, don't you?
No, we do not. We have people that want to figure out what the hell it is you're talking about. We'll be right back here with Vernon Dozier on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. As an athletic coach, once his kid, your kid is on his floor, in his gym, on his basketball floor, blah, 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 he owns your kid, and you got nothing to say about it. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
I want to get to some more calls. Did you want to make a point?
The point I wanted to make, because everyone thinks they're so smart, we beat in a exhibition tournament last year. I was coaching one of the local colleges. I coached the Glendale community, and we beat Caltech in a basketball tournament. Now, Caltech is a place, Phil, as you know, where the science program, the outer space, and they've got a lot of geniuses there, but we beat them in basketball. So tell me how smart they are when I come in and I say to them, all right, so you guys are all brainiacs and you're all like that. I don't know if you saw that movie, The American Mind.
Beautiful Mind?
Beautiful Mind, yeah. You remember that guy that was half out of his bag? He was half out of his mind. He was out of his mind. He went to Caltech, didn't he?
No, he went to MIT.
The guy the man that imagined all the things and that didn't, none of it was real.
Yeah, that was MIT. But it's the same kind of a school.
Yeah, same school, same. But
it's the same kind of a school. One is Caltech and the other is MIT. So what's your point? You were able to beat the Caltech in basketball, and the man's name was John Nash.
Who?
The guy that in that American Beautiful Mind.
Yeah. Well, we beat Caltech. So how smart are they? They're so smart. We walked in there and handed to them their own asses, if you'll pardon my language.
All right, 877-876-7445. More of your calls coming up. I don't know that it's all that significant because it's not a sports school. Here is Ray in Greensboro, North Carolina, listening on WZTK. Go ahead, Ray. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, hello.
Yes, sir. And what can we do for you, Ray? Is he gone? Well, Ray got scared. Here is Lee in Apple Valley, California. Go ahead, Lee.
Hi, sir. Where did you get your accreditation at?
I got my teacher accreditation?
Yeah.
I got a UCLA.
You know, you're doing harm to these kids, mentally and physically.
But what did you ask me about my accreditation for?
Because you sound like you've been abused.
What's that got to do with me being accredited? I mean, how can I be abusive if I'm accredited?
Because sometimes
they
slip through the cracks. You get a perverted high off of this.
No, sir, I do not. I was asked about this man back east in Philadelphia that was crying like a girl because they threw him off the team because he was a little rough with some of his players. I didn't see anything he had to apologize for. I would never abuse my players, but I'm not about to go out and tell everybody what I do because then I get a whole bunch of parents showing up with toilet paper and tissue, wiping rear ends and blowing noses. I don't need that. I don't need it at all. And I'm trying to build a basketball program that will be one of the giant programs in the history of the state. And I got a mother coming down there wanting to blow noses. So she said to me, what are you doing with my kid? I said, that's really none of your business. And
you say that to a parent?
Yes, I do, Mr. Andrew. I don't know why.
If you said that to me, that would be it for my kid. My kid would be off your team.
All right. Do you want to take your kid out of the school, too?
Why do I have to take my kid out of the school?
Because I've got a little bit of influence with the, administration. See,
that's not influence. It's intimidation.
Well, no, I don't believe it is.
Mentors.
Yes, we are. We are. But if we've got a kid that every time he turns around, someone's standing there with a toilet roll or a box of tissue, we've got to get, you know, we've got to go to level B. You know, so I'd say that I'm not trying to intimidate anybody, but if a kid gets, he walks off of my program, he might as well just keep right on walking to the parking lot, get in his car, keep right on driving out of the city limits.
Well, you know, out of the city limit, I think Lee's right. I think you're into intimidation, Coach.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. When you tell a guy that you might as well, if you quit my team, then you're out of the school, and you might as well drive out of the city. And the kid doesn't belong to the parent, he belongs to you. And you seem to think you know what's better for the kids.
Well, Lee, I want to ask Lee. Lee, were you abused by a coach? You know, you got to think about it. See, Lee has to think about it.
No.
You're getting emotional, aren't you? Are you getting emotional?
You're a pathetic human being.
You sound like the kind of guy that's getting a little emotional. Wait, I'm lisping, I'm sorry. What happened? No, you're all right. I'm going.
What was wrong?
You sound like all of a sudden I had a list.
Phil Hendry.
What happened? You sound like the kind of guy